First thing I'd like you to do, Jennifer, is give me your name and title, please.
Sure. My name is Jennifer Greiner. I'm the veterinarian in charge of animal identification programs at the Board of Animal Health in the state of Indiana.
All right. One of the things that we were talking about here at the ID Info Expo is the progress that's being made as far as the National Animal Identification System in individual states. How is it going in Indiana?
It's going really well in Indiana. We have a mandatory premise registration date, which is actually next Friday, September 1st. So we're right around the corner on that. We're very fortunate in Indiana to have outstanding producer support and commodity group support of premise registration. So we're working on that, focusing on the premise to build the foundation of the National Animal Identification System.
Now, as far as premise registration, what does this include all species?
Great question, Cindy. Actually, we're focusing on livestock. So our cattle, pig, sheep, goat, and captive servant premises need to be registered by next week. Our equine premises, as well as our poultry premises, can register voluntarily, but they are not required to do so.
Now, what kind of, you mentioned that you were getting good support from the industry. How are they reacting? How is it going so far then?
I think we all realize that there are some folks that have some reservations about the National Animal Identification System. So even though we have outstanding producer support through the Indiana Beef Cattle Association, the Indiana Pork Producers Association, Indiana Horse Council, the FSA offices, Extension, everybody's really been a partner in this and working to get the message out. So we're working that way and having our commodity groups and Extension and FSA help us in that. So they've been tremendous partners for us.
Now, this is a mandatory program in your state. The deadline is coming up on Friday. What happens at that point if you have premises that aren't registered?
That's a great question, Cindy. We've been getting that question quite a bit as the September 1st date rolls around. We recognize that there are some challenges in getting the turnaround time down to where we need it to be. So there are folks that have their paperwork sent in and we haven't been able to get back to them for whatever reason. They've sent it in right on August 31st or whatever the case may be. With that being said, we're going to work with people as much as possible. So if they get to the market and they don't have it and the market asks for it, they can call us. We'll get it for them and we'll work with our producers as much as possible. We are here to serve them, and we want them to remember that.
How are you getting the word out as far as this concerns? How have you communicated this information to the industry?
That's been a huge challenge, and we've worked very hard. I'm very fortunate at the Board of Animal Health to have a public information director, Denise Dare, and she's outstanding, and her assistant, Janine Towers, outstanding as well. So they've helped us draft press releases that have gone to all the agricultural papers in the state of Indiana. We also sent a press release to all of the papers in Indiana. Now, whether or not those papers chose to print it is their own decision. We've also had point of purchase displays in all the Extension offices as well as all the FSA offices. We've had, I would guess, close to 200 meetings across the state, either trade shows, someone else sponsoring a meeting that we were invited to speak at. So we've really tried to canvass the state with the information. Now, I get questions a lot that say, you know, I've just heard about this. When did this come about? Well, we've been selling this program for almost a year and a half. And the mere fact that some of our producers still haven't heard about it, in my mind, just reiterates how important this project is. We need an effective way to communicate with our livestock producers in the state of Indiana in the event of any animal emergency. And so we need to update our system. We need to make sure that we can get a hold of folks if there's an animal disease in their area.
What kind of advice could you give to other states regarding premises registration or, in the continuing with the National Animal ID System?
That's excellent. Excellent question, Cindy. Keep the message simple. Register your premise. It's the foundation of the system. All the information that we need for premise registration is basically what's found in the phone book in addition to what livestock you have. So it's your name, your address, your phone number, and what livestock you have. So that has really been the key to our success. Of course, the mandatory date helps, but the key has been keep the message simple. Register your premise. That's the foundation. We need to know that you have livestock so that we can get a hold of you if there's an animal health emergency in your area so that you know what to look for. You know how to prepare yourself. You know how to protect your animals, protect your pets if your livestock are pets.
What is the next step then for Indiana once you get all the premises registered?
We haven't begun those discussions yet in our office simply because we're waiting for to see kind of how this all plays out on a national level. Animal ID requirements have been in place for a long time for our regulatory programs and for exhibition requirements. We're going to continue to work with those. And then if our industry decides that we need to move forward and we need to begin those discussions, we sure will in our office.
All right, very good. Jennifer, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just register your premise. It's the foundation.
All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Absolutely.